Hello and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena. I'm a spiritual teacher and a manifestation and a life coach. And I really just want to welcome you to today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Let's talk about living consciously. And it's a little bit of a piggyback off of the last episode, and I'm actually a few days late getting this one out. I've been working on the course that I have coming out at the end of the month on May 27th. It will be it's a webinar actually. It will be turned into a course, but I'll also be doing a live. The plan is every month a live webinar. It's about 4 hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And so I've been working on that, but also there's been I've had some pretty big shifts in my own life, quantum shifts, if you will. And that's another reason why I wanted to go ahead and record this episode again, even though it's a couple days late. Getting posted here on my channel. Have you ever had things in your life, I'm sure that you have, where they look like they're like falling apart, like things aren't going as planned, or maybe something or someone comes in and it acts really kind of as a stressor maybe, and perhaps you wonder, why is this happening? I had something like that happen to me this morning, and it was an individual who was not, they were just not happy, impatient about something going on, and they didn't like the way it was happening, whatever. And listening to them kind of vent that on the phone was, I realized I didn't feed into it years ago. I would have been, 5 or 6 years ago, I would have let it affect me on a different level. Feeding into it, I would have probably got upset or really stressed as well, and really not helped the situation. Now it affects me differently. Now the energy is really draining for me, and I don't feed into it. I don't feed into it. It's really draining, and it doesn't stress me out. Like, I'm not stressed out right now. This was earlier. This was at like 10:30 this morning. It's like 2 o'clock now, 2:15. It didn't stress me out, but I feel drained. And at some point today, I'm going to meditate, but I'm very consciously aware of what is happening. So there's some changes happening in my life. Putting this course out is one of them because I've wanted to do this for a while and have been postponing it. And I wasn't really sure why. I think I talked about a little bit about fear and stuff, the illusion of that in the last episode. But I'm ready to put it out now, right? I'm ready to make a quantum shift when it comes to my coaching, my brand, finishing all three of the books that I have planned to publish, two of which are basically written. So again, for whatever reason, I've been hesitating on putting stuff out there. And I've received confirmation. I have my own coaches. So I have a business coach who reads the Akashic records, right? And how they correlate with an individual specifically for their business, etc. And then I have another coach. She's a psychic medium and healer. And I just started working with her and clearing some past trauma from many, many, many lifetimes. I've had over 100 lifetimes that I'm aware of right now. So that type of spiritual work, right? Because as we go through these many lifetimes, sometimes we have, well, not sometimes, but we do, we have these experiences, and sometimes it will cause trauma or instill these beliefs in us, and we go through these lifetimes to learn to overcome these things and to awaken. My soul has chosen this lifetime to fully awaken and to clear these past traumas, or karma, what have you. So I'm in the process of doing that, and I'm excited about it. But what I'm realizing is that I have, so I've lived lifetimes where I've been very successful. I was a teacher, a storyteller, a mystic, working with the power of wisdom, the energy, or not the power, the energy of wisdom. I've had money in past lifetimes. I've not had money in past lifetimes. I have been treated well in past lifetimes. I've been abused in past lifetimes, etc. Right? All this stuff that's played out. So I'm really now ready to just make this quantum jump and finish out the rest of the healing process, right? I've done a lot of healing. There's not really a lot of work that still needs to be done. The work that does need to be done, I'm not necessarily consciously aware of it, which is why I've hired a coach. Now, at the same time, I do understand that everything is really a mirror. Everything in this world is a mirror. It's reflected back to us. So any information I'm receiving, any healing, etc., I am already aware of it on a soul level, just perhaps not consciously. So having a coach, that information is now being reflected back to me from another individual. But I know enough also not to give my power away. There really is no power outside of self. So although coaches are wonderful, they can be wonderful and helpful, right? And I really like both of my coaches, and I respect both of my coaches, and they both resonate with me. If they don't, if they hadn't resonated with me, I never would have spent the money to hire them. Years ago, I wouldn't have spent the kind of money I'm spending now at all. But that's also been another huge shift in my life, my mindset around money. Okay, that's another thing that's coming up, a big change that's coming up in my life around money. So again, a lot of shifts. So I'm finally putting out the webinar, and the course will follow. The course, I actually have to type out all of the information right in course format, because the webinar is going to be easier for me to go through the information and talk about it, and then to have one-on-one conversation back and forth with the individuals in the webinar. So the webinar is going to be limited to 10 people because I want to have that one-on-one time. The courses are different. They'll be self-study, so as many people that want to join at any given time can join. But I want to go back to, and this ties in with the course. So Have you ever had an experience where all of a sudden it seems like things are falling apart, or you have these stressors come in? You're like, why is this happening now? I've been doing all this work. I'm calm. I know that everything works out for me. I know what I want. I know what I am consciously manifesting, etc. Why is this happening? Well, I'll tell you why it's happening. It is happening because sometimes things need to fall apart, right? For things to move to align with what you really desire. The old has to fall away to bring in the new, right? Because we cannot serve two masters. You cannot, meaning, cannot, you cannot occupy, for instance, a state of consciousness of being wealthy when you're constantly or having these thoughts of lack or scarcity or poverty or whatever. The same can go with for health or relationships, meaning love, etc. Anything really. You cannot serve two masters. Okay? And it can't be double-minded in that respect. Know what you want. That's what you affirm for. That's what you stay focused on. If you deter from that, bring your thoughts, your emotions back to what you desire, and that's what you focus on. And until that becomes your natural state of mind, you have to be persistent. But again, things will sometimes seem chaotic or like they're falling apart or whatever. That is the old falling away, okay? And the new coming in. That's how the energy moves, right? The old falls away so the new can come in. The trick, or not really a trick, but the important thing is when that happens, is to stay grounded. When you can get to that point of not letting it shift you out of your state of consciousness, right? Of being focused on your desire and that knowing that that it's already here, what you desire, right? Will show up physically. It already exists. So staying grounded. So what I want to do in this webinar. We're going. I need my glasses. All right, I'm gonna pause this for just a sec. I'll be right back. Okay, I had to unlock the front door. My sons will be home shortly. So, and in the course, we are going to go over, or I say course slash webinar, depending on, like, if you join in on the live webinar, if you're one of the 10. If you are able to sign up for that, that'll be the live one webinar. And again, I plan on doing them every month. That is a plan. And then I'll have, hopefully by that time, I'll have the actual course itself all set up. So then there will be the option. All right. So to help get you into a state of consciousness of not being moved so easily into undesirable states, helping you to live consciously, right, as a lifestyle, so that you're not always going back and forth and wondering, well, when is this going to happen? When's that going to happen? Or why is this happening? Or what have you? And again, letting every little thing that perhaps could go wrong, people that come in that may not treat you well or whatever it may be, not having that move you into undesirable states, right? Not letting things stress you as much or scare you, right? Things like that. So the webinar, it's called Living Consciously or Living Life Consciously. All right, it's about consciousness and manifesting, creating and working with your 3D reality. And then, I mean, we're going to talk about moving from the third dimensional perspective of reality into a fifth dimensional perspective, in the, in the webinar. But how do you use your third dimensional reality, what you're seeing right now? And I say third dimensional because we, as we look out on the facts of the world, right, that's really a third dimensional perspective. If you're listening to this, your chances are your state of consciousness is probably primarily in a fourth dimensional perspective, a fourth dimensional reality or state of consciousness. And you're probably shifting states in between like a third dimensional perspective and a fourth dimensional perspective. And if you're like me, perhaps quite a bit of the time you're in that fifth dimensional perspective as well, right? That state of consciousness. All right, so we're going to discuss that. We're going to go over the core teachings of Neville Goddard, right? Which are really focused on the law as told in scripture. So going to talk about his lectures, consciousness is the only reality. No one to change but self. I should have turned my phone down. Sorry about that. Assumptions harden into facts and then remain faithful to your idea. So these are the his core lectures. They're really important when it comes to understanding states of consciousness, right? And conscious manifesting. So we'll go into those core teachings, and then we're going to talk about the blueprint of manifestation. I've discussed this in a video on my YouTube channel. So we're going to go through those four components of the blueprint of manifestation and talk about those in a little bit more detail. Oh, another one of Neville Goddard's teachings, lectures is thinking fourth dimensionally. I left that one off. Now we're going to talk about spiritual discipline, right? Your daily routines and how conscious of are you of what you're doing in your daily routine, and does that align with the type of life that you desire to live, right? How are you waking up every morning? What are you doing throughout your day to align you not only with the life that you want to live, but the person that you want to be, right, in this world? Like, what do you really want to be doing? And a spiritual discipline, right, practices that can help you to remain in alignment with the highest aspect of yourself, your true divine nature, okay, and aligned with your desires, most often. So eventually that becomes your natural state of consciousness. The alignment is more natural than all of the other emotions and feelings and thoughts that come with being out of alignment. We're going to talk about revision and spiritual discipline. Are you really revising the situations, the things that come up that are undesirable to you? Okay. Mental diet, so your consumption, the types of things that you're consuming on television, in the news, the people that you associate with, etc. And we're going to talk, of course, about gratitude and awareness, cultivating awareness. Because when you can really cultivate that awareness and recognize the things going on around you and seeing them from more than just a third dimensional perspective, it really will change your view of the world and of your life, right? And how and why you experience the things that you do. All right. And then, as I said, gratitude. All right. And then we're also going to talk about universal wisdom. All right. I've written down 17 components of universal wisdom. So we're going to cover universal wisdom, starting with intention. And then we're going to talk about the importance of dreams and really the different reasons for dreams, things like that. So we probably won't spend too much time on dreams, but we're definitely going to touch on it because as you, the more and more awake you become, the more you may become aware of what your dreams are showing you, the messages are that are coming through. And you may start having dreams more and more often, or if you've been having them, you may stop having them, or stop re not stop having them, but stop remembering them. All right, there are different reasons for these things. So we'll touch on dreams a bit. We're going to talk about manifesting techniques, right? There are a lot of manifesting techniques. Many of you are probably aware of the techniques, but I just want to talk about them in a little bit more detail. Why they work, why they might not work, are they, which ones are really maybe worth your time, and which ones are maybe not, and why not? And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about really moving. First of all, looking out at your at this third dimensional world, this reality, right? And working with it instead of it working against you, allowing it to work for you. So I'll explain that. And then moving from a third dimensional perspective into a fourth and fifth dimensional perspective, and I'll explain that. So, yes, that's what I'm going to cover in the webinar. So, that's why it's 4 hours long because there's a lot of information to go over. But again, I want to allow for the one-on-one back and forth. So, it'll be like a coaching session as well. And excuse me. And I do have some free stuff or some things that you will receive along with the webinar or the course, depending on which one you take. A free manifestation guide and a free 1 hour coaching call, I believe. And I think the other thing, I'd have to look back at my notes, but I think the other was 50% off of the a 1 month coaching package. So there'll be some discounts included. You'll also receive a compilation of all, so a PDF file of all of the core lectures that I'm going to be going over in the webinar slash course, and then some worksheets as well. Yeah, so there'll be quite a bit that you'll receive in addition to just the webinar itself. There'll be some tools and stuff to go along with it. Again, there are only going to be 10 slots available. I will leave a link to the course in the description box for this episode if you are interested. I will, right now, as of the time that's going up, there will only be the link for the webinar itself. And then by the 27th, by the time of the live webinar, then I will have a link for the course. So if you want to hold off and just take the course itself, you can do that. There will also, if you sign up for the live webinar, though, just so you know, you will receive a recording of that. So there'll be a couple different options, but when this goes up today on the 16th, then, or actually tomorrow. Yeah, I may publish this today or tomorrow at regular time. So either way, you can sign up for the webinar right now if you'd like. All right. So chaos. If you have stuff going on your life that does not seem right, if you know what you want, if you are consciously focused on a desire, you're consciously manifesting something, don't get freaked out about things that may seem to be going wrong. Okay? Just relax and know that the old has to fall away, the new will come in, and just allow. Okay? So try to stay grounded. All right. So thank you so much for joining me for today's episode, and I will see you all next time. Bye now.